Good morning, everyone. Today we're diving into ADHD from a completely different angle, the gut-brain axis, calming herbs, and natural incretin peptides like GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, and the nutrients that help to support focus, emotional regulation, and cognitive calm. I'm Madonna Guy from New Leaf Natural I'm Madonna Guy from New Leaf Natural Therapies. Welcome. This is educational only, not medical advice, but if you've ever wondered why ADHD brains feel fast, fiery, and easily overwhelmed, hopefully this makes everything click. ADHD is not a disorder of attention. ADHD is not a lack of attention. It's a regulation system that runs hot. It's dopamine, it's norepinephrine, it's emotional intensity, it's sensory sensitivity, it's gut-brain signaling, it's inflammation, and it's nutrient demand. ADHD brains aren't brokerage, they're high voltage. They're wired for creativity and speed, pattern recognition and hyperfocus, but they need the right chemical environment to thrive. So the gut-brain axis and ADHD, this is where things get interesting. The gut makes 90% of serotonin, 50% of dopamine precursors, GABA-modulating metabolites, short-chain fatty acids that influence brain inflammation, and incretin peptides like GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP. So when the gut is inflamed, stressed, or undernourished, ADHD symptoms often feel louder. People with ADHD commonly experience bloating and food sensitivities. Blood sugar swings is huge, nutritional deficiencies because their body's running so hot all the time, microbiome imbalance and emotional dysregulation. It's not in your head, it's in your gut. So the tri-GLP with the GLP-1, GLP-2 and GIP, how this interacts with ADHD is because these peptides aren't medications. They're natural signaling molecules in your gut that your gut already makes. And they're talking directly to the brain. So with dopamine and impulse regulation, GLP-1 receptors sit in the prefrontal cortex, the reward pathways, and the emotional regulation centers. So GLP-1 influences your dopamine release, your reward sensitivity, your impulse control, your appetite and cravings, your stress eating, and the emotional instability. ADHD is deeply connected to dopamine regulation, so the GLP-1 is part of that conversation. Now let's look at the gut integrity and neuroinflammation connected to GLP-2. GLP-2 supports intestinal lining integrity, nutrient absorption, reduced gut inflammation, vagus nerve signaling, that's so important, and mucosal repair. When the gut barrier is compromised, inflammatory signals can affect mood and focus and emotional regulation. So GIP is to do with blood sugar and energy stability. That's the tri in the tri-GLP, the GIP. It influences post-meal blood sugar, insulin signaling, and metabolic calm. So blood sugar swings can mimic ADHD signaling and symptoms. So it causes irritability, distractibility, impulsivity, and brain fog. So supporting natural incretin pathways through food and lifestyle can create a calmer internal environment. So let's chat about a couple of calming herbs for ADHD, the sort of stuff you can get off iHerb, or I can make them up for you in the clinic here in Brisbane. So ADHD isn't anxiety, it's hyperarousal. The nervous system is switched on, scanning, processing, reacting. Herbs that traditionally help to calm the farm include lemon balm. It supports GABA tone and gentle mental quiet. Passion flower is traditionally used for restlessness and racing thoughts. Chamomile helps to soothe the gut and the vagus nerve. Bacopa is an Ayurvedic herb for memory focus and calm cognition. Ashwagandha supports stress resilience and cortisone balance. And lavender is amazing at activating the parasympathetic pathways. These herbs don't treat ADHD, they support the nervous system architecture that the ADHD brains rely on. Now let's chat about a few vegetarian foods that support natural GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP. Because these foods don't contain the peptides, they help your body produce them. So fiber increases GLP-1 and GLP-2. That's things like your oats and legumes and chia and flax, vegetables and resistant starch. Polyphenols activate GLP-1. So that's your berries, your green tea, your cocoa, your herbs and spices, olives and grapes. Your healthy fats help to increase GIP and GLP-1. Your avocado, your nuts, your seeds, your olive oils. And your plant proteins help to increase GIP. That's your lentils, chickpeas, tofu, tempeh, quinoa, and hemp seeds. So these foods support neurotransmission. So it helps to stabilize neurotransmission, stabilize blood sugar, and stabilize moods, all essential for ADHD brains. So now we'll have a quick look at the nutrients required for ADHD brain. So they don't treat the ADHD, they support the systems involved that drives the ADHD. So you can buy algae-based DHA for vegetarians as an omega-3 alternative. So these help to support brain structure and neurotransmission. Magnesium supports relaxation, sleep, and calm focus. Zinc is involved in dopamine metabolism. Iron from plant sources and vitamin C is linked with the deficiency is linked with low ferritin, and that often worsens attention and fatigue. The B vitamins help to support neurotransmitter synthesis. Choline helps to support memory and focus, and the polyphenols, so the brightly colored nutrients in our food supply, support dopamine and BDNF. That's a brain factor. And our probiotics and prebiotics influence neurotransmitter pathways and inflammation. This is why a whole body approach to ADHD often feels more supportive than focusing on the brain alone. From a carnivore perspective, many of our animal products support the GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP as well. So bringing it all together, ADHD is not a character flaw, it's a neurotype with specific biochemical needs. Calming herbs support the nervous system. Tri-GLP pathways support the gut-brain axis. Vegetarian foods support natural incretin signaling, as does carnivore meals. Nutrients supporting neurotransmitter production and probiotics support microbial balance. So when all of these systems are nourished, ADHD brains feel more grounded, more focused, and more capable of using their strengths. If this helped you in any way to understand ADHD in a new way, hit like and subscribe and share it with someone who needs another way of looking at ADHD in a more compassionate way. Have a fabulous day. Take care.